Hello, my name is Ed Frawley, and of course I own Nurburgh. Another Q&A, we get these Q&As almost every single day. Cindy answers every one of them. There's not another website on the internet that does that. And she's a much better dog trainer than I am. But I can't talk her into getting in front of a camera. So here we go. This is another question about a lady that has problems with off-leash dogs. And I think maybe just I should jump right into reading what she sent us. And then I'll tell you what we do. It says, "Hi, Cindy. I've reached out in the past about my German Shepherd puppy developing dog reactivity at around 6 months of age. Now it's 1 year and 4 months old. It's doing great. She's no longer dog aggressive with your help, unless she's charged by off-leash dogs. She's fully e-collar trained, and her obedience is extremely reliable. My question is about other off-leash dog encounters. Almost every time I go out on the trails, we're approached by off-leash dogs. I shout no and use a walking stick and air spray." Good for her. "Which has caused arguments with other owners." I'm just wondering if she used the stick on the other owners. Anyway, we won't go there. That would be my answer. "We were charged yesterday by three off-leash dogs. I'm fed up with the point of being stressed out with my head on a swivel all the time I take my dogs off my property. And I know I can't control others that won't train or leash their untrained dogs. I don't know what to do. I'm starting to wonder if I should exercise her solely on my property and acreage, but worry that this would be detrimental to the quality of life of my dog. How do you handle this with your dogs? Do you focus their exercise on your property?" Well, we do have, Cindy and I live in a small town in Wisconsin. We live on the very edge of town. We have 45 acres. So we do have the luxury, if we want, to do some pretty long trails around our property, but we still take the dogs to other places. Cindy goes on to say, "Hi, this is a huge problem everywhere. We get emails, a lot of this." Cindy said, "I've had similar issues in our area, even in posted areas that require dogs to be leashed. It seems the people with the least control over their dogs are always, and this is true, are always the worst about cutting them loose." And that's really the truth. They all belong in the dumb and dumber category, as far as I'm concerned. Cindy goes on to say that Learburgh is located in a technology park. So where we are, there's doctor's offices, lawyer's offices, city hospitals across the street. And there's a long, long bike trail. And Cindy will take, and the trail is 2 to 3 miles long. She will walk her dogs there, if not every day, at least every other day. And we don't seem to have that kind of problem there. The people that come out to the tech park, which is where we are, keep their dogs leashed. Cindy does say that it's not the most beautiful place to walk a dog, but it's relaxing because she knows she's not going to get assaulted by off-leash dogs. And even though we can walk our dogs and get good exercise on our own property, it seems that when we take them to a new place to walk, the environment, sniffing and everything else, even on leash, the dogs get more exercise. They seem to come home relaxed. Now, when you have a situation where you're constantly being harassed by off-leash dogs, then you have some decisions to make. Maybe you have to find another place to walk your dog. Maybe you have to walk your dog early, early in the morning. She said she carries a walking stick. This is a walking stick that we sell, and it's not available in every state, but it's a pretty effective stick to cause even the biggest dogs to back up. Because you got a button here, you turn it on, and you'll see the little red light. And if you're getting charged by a dog, take a look at that. That stops almost every dog. It also stops almost every dog handler that wants to be an ass. So that's an option. We sell a lot of it. And again, it can only be sold in certain states. So you're limited to that. If I'm out walking my dog, I don't care what other handlers have to say. I don't care if these other dog owners are letting their dogs run loose. In our town, we have a leash law, and I'll get right after them. I mean, I get right after them and say, look, your dog is supposed to be on leash. If I have to, I'm going to find out what your license plate is, and I'm going to turn you into the police because you're going to get a ticket for this. I don't care whether you like me or not. I got enough friends already, and I don't want to have you as a friend because you're stupid. And maybe Cindy's going to holler at me for saying that, but if the shoe fits, well, or if it walks like a duck, talks like a duck, quacks like a duck, then it's a duck. And the people that walk these dogs and let them run everywhere, it's dangerous. If you don't have an opportunity to control this kind of a situation, the least you should do is go to my website and search on how to break up a dog fight without getting hurt. Dog fights are intensely dangerous, and they come under the category of don't pick a fight that you might lose. Don't jump into a dog fight unless you know for sure that you can break it up. And the video that I did is very good. It's been watched by thousands and thousands of people. The thing is, if you have to go to that extent, that's really when you get law enforcement involved. And if law enforcement wants to ignore the situation and you talk to a police officer and he doesn't give you the kind of response that you want, then say, look, if you don't do this, if you don't write an incident report on this, then I'm going to go to your chief of police. And if your chief of police blows me off, then I'm going to go to the district attorney. And if I go to the district attorney and the district attorney blows me off, then I'm going to tell them I'm going to go to the mayor and I'm going to start letters to the editor and I'm going to name you guys because you blew me off and it's a dangerous situation. And if you have to, go on my website and do a search on getting bit by dogs, because I've got a lot of pictures that people have sent me about how they were bit by a dog. And a lot of them are pictures of people that were bitten by their own dog when they tried to break up a dog fight. So this is a really serious, serious situation. And unfortunately, there's not an easy answer to it. Maybe you want to start in your community and get the Humane Society and all the dog clubs behind you and get a leash law in your town. That's the first step. And then after you have the leash law, then do what I said. Make sure that you call and complain about it. If you have to, get your cell phone out and take a picture. Get your cell phone out and take videos of these dogs coming in. It's not going to help you in the moment, but it might. It might if you gave them a little bit of that and then took a video of their dogs hightailing it the other way. Just an idea. Cindy goes on to say that we also have a rails to trails bike path along the river that's about a mile from our house. That old railroad bed has been turned into a hiking path that goes almost 30 to 50 miles. It goes 20 miles down, hooks up with another river, because it goes along a river, hooks up to another river, and then goes up to Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And I think the total length is 50 some miles. You can go further down that bike path along the river, and you'll never see anybody down there. That's where we live. If you live in a big city and you don't have these options, then you have a problem. You really do have a problem. So in closing, I'm going to read what Cindy said. She said, I do most of my daily walking and exercising here at home, but I have found that even a 2 or 3 mile leashed walk away from home seems to tire them out more than just running around at our house. She said, I think sniffing and mental stimulation of being in a different environment is beneficial to our dogs. It's unfortunate that rude and entitled people can ruin it for those of us who want to have a nice, peaceful walk with our dogs. I will say this too. I do sell a video that I produced a number of years ago titled Hiking with Your Dog. There's some ideas that you can do in there, and it's not that expensive. You can go to our website and read about it.